Welcome back to the Wit and Wisdom Show. I'm your host, Fred Witt. If you enjoy listening to my program, please consider subscribing or leave a rating below. I appreciate your support. Hi, friends. This is a brief podcast on a distinct small topic, but an important one. And the topic is, how do you change an organization? So, as you progress in your career, you may find yourself joining an organization that needs to be changed. Your company or nonprofit organization may be in a state of difficulty or even dysfunction. There are two challenges that you will face in this situation. First, figuring out what the problems are, and then second, getting the organization to change in a new direction. Now, I know very little about the details of organizational change, but I do know there's an important perspective that may be overlooked. Based on my experience, it appears to me that a dysfunctional organization is perfectly organized and structured to reach the results it produces. If it's dysfunctional, then it's perfectly structured to produce dysfunctional results. It didn't get there by accident. Think about it. There's a lot of time and effort that went into it. Interestingly, there is perfection in wrong-headed thinking that produces wrong-headed results. You may perceive it to be disorganized, but I submit it's actually perfectly organized in the wrong direction. Now, this can be true of any organization, any group of individuals, even extending to any personal relationship. If you can think backwards and grasp this perspective on perfection, you can begin to appreciate the depth of the problem and the depth of your challenge. This realization will prevent you from underestimating the force of inertia and the fact that, from top to bottom, completely new and different policies, procedures, and incentives must be put in place. It's like trying to change a bad golf swing. Sequenced muscle memory must be eliminated first before it can be reprogrammed. Applying this to relationships, one person told me he does things repeatedly, making the same relationship mistakes, because that's what he knows what to do. Stated differently, you will do what you do because that's what you know how to do. It's like intently practicing a bad golf swing. The more you practice without changing the problem, without getting a lesson from an unbiased observer, the more ingrained the problem becomes. Will practice alone make the ball suddenly go straight? Unlikely. So, how do you get an organization to change and move in a different direction? Especially if it's a group of volunteers in a nonprofit environment. How do you get them to agree on a different course of action? Your challenge is to get from me to we. This takes time and patience. You'll see the problem and solution clearly, and you will think that if someone would just ask you, you could fix the problem in 10 minutes tops. However, you can't tell them directly because they'll resist and even recoil in the opposite direction. So, you must seek to influence and facilitate a new way of thinking. You must change the paradigm. Try these three steps to transformation. First, build consensus, especially that there's a problem that needs to be fixed. They need to recognize the error of their ways and that the old system program is not producing a great result and it just can't continue. Second, suggest options, that's plural, options for change, using powerful words like what if and imagine. Your goal is to get them to believe it was their idea. And then third, when the group process has led them to a solution, congratulate them with the words, "Gee, I wish I'd thought of that." So friends, good luck with your power of persuasion. And remember, one of the most important words in the English language is imagine. So go try it out today. Good luck. Thanks for listening. If you like what I say, and if you're interested in learning more about me and more about my writings and my thinking, I've written 4 books, 3 self-help books, and then a novel, Partnership of Crime. The 4 books are listed on my author website. So you can find my 4 books available on my author website, which is fredwitt.com. So FREDWITT.com. So please check my author website and you can learn more. I appreciate your support and interest.